This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But also one of the most enjoyable guys to talk baseball with. And he's nice enough to join us throughout the season. Matt, how are you today, sir?
Well, I'm a lot better now after that just very flattering intro.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Matt, I don't know. I'll start with this. I mean, the Padres are getting in the they're in the crosshairs. All of a sudden, this betting thing comes up again. The Padres' fault. Tuca Pietermarcano, apparently in Pittsburgh last year. I know nobody really likes to talk about this. The thing is that worries me is it's kind of happening a little bit too much for my comfort level. You know, I mean, you have Fletcher with the Angels. Pete Rose was way back when, but Otani's story, not that he was involved, but again, it still had gambling implications. And again, baseball, just like the rest of the big sports, you know, has all of these betting websites, you know, representing, yeah, et cetera. So when do people get a little worried about this, or should they be worried now?
I think it's interesting. I interviewed one of the Major League Baseball executives who's in charge of the gambling operation, and he said we always stay worried, like just to make sure that they're staying on top of it. And I think that has to be kind of the mindset from that point of view. But like a fan point of view, honestly, for me, not really yet. David Fletcher was in the minors. This case is a player was injured, although it is, you know, he bet on his own team. Hopefully at least bet on to win. but he was injured. So it's not like we still haven't had a game-fixing type thing. I mean, with Otani's interpreter, it was not even on baseball at all. And they have the rules in place that you're not allowed to bet on baseball at all, at any level, or softball at any level. It's no diamond sports is the rule. So here's my hope, and some people have already called me naive on this, and that's okay. I don't care. But again, call me naive.
We just call you fun to talk to, so yes, Don't worry about us.
Yeah, I'll take that. My thought is between Fletcher and in this case that we just saw today, if any players are doing anything or thinking about doing anything, they'll see that and say, look, this is a 24-year-old who's going to be banned for baseball for life. This is just not worth it. And they have access to a lot more riches playing in the game than they would be gambling and trying to win money betting on games. So that's my hope upon hopes, is that anybody who's thinking about doing it would realize that the downside far, far, far outweighs the upside. Now, obviously, people get caught up in things. There's addiction problems that are going to happen. We're going to hit some potholes here on the road. But it's, for me, similar to when we started testing for PEDs. When a player gets busted for PEDs, it doesn't mean the sky is falling. It means the system's working. And it appears that we're catching guys who are doing stuff.
Interesting. I've never heard it put that way, but that's a good way to put it. We're talking to Matt Snyder here of CBSSports.com, and I'm going to bring it back a little bit local, and the Padres over the weekend had a chance to sweep the Royals. They did not. Yuki Matsui blew the same there yesterday, so they end up taking 2 out of 3. Now, I don't know how much nationally people heard about Mike Schilt and saying that, you know, taking series is very important, and they're doing a good job of taking series. So what is your philosophy? Do you think there's anything behind that, that if you just win series, you'll be okay? Or do you need to go on a 7, 8, 9-game winning streak at least a couple times throughout the season to make the playoffs?
Well, over the course of the season, if let's just say a series is 3 games, right, because you have some 2s, some 4s, but it's essentially three games. If you win two out of three games, you're going to be probably the best team in baseball. So, yes, that's a perfect philosophy. Obviously, you know, yesterday, like, Suarez was unavailable, right?
Yes.
Because he had pitched several. So that's kind of part of what the bind was there. Is Suarez was unavailable. That leads to the blown save. But, hey, they still won the series over a very, very good Royals team who is in playoff position right now. So that's a success. You know, obviously, some people don't want to hear that when you're one inning away from the sweep. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to win series, and you won a series from a good team, and if your closer was available, you'd probably sweep them. But they needed him to you could probably retrace the steps there, right, and blowing that huge of a lead and having to bring him in. Was it Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Yeah, if they didn't make it close and have to bring him in Friday, then that's probably what led to not being able to sweep them. But the general philosophy, yes, I totally agree with. It's just take series. It's not like in the NFL where you can't think like that and you have to try to win every single game. And by no means do you ever throw games or not worry about winning. You try to win every game. But when you lose a tough one like that, I do think that it's important for the authority figure, the manager, to say, hey, we should have won that game. It sucks that we lost it, but we won the series, and that's the most important thing. So, yes, I'm with him on that.
Matt Snyder from CBS Sports is our guest. We've killed this whole two out of three thing pretty much for 45 straight minutes. I want to go somewhere else today, Matt, because it was a bigger thing here in town. Unfortunately, you're in a national situation, but Schilt basically got upset with a writer, basically insinuating that they should, be getting a sweep here once in a while. The Padres are one of the teams that don't have a sweep. And Schilt said, we should be focusing on the fact that we win all these series. And so that's where the disconnect was.
Well,
anyway.
I mean, they took 3 of 4 in Atlanta. That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
They won before yesterday. They'd won 5 out of 6. That's a pretty good streak. When you're stringing stuff together like that, I don't know if you necessarily have to sweep, but you know what? You're going to Anaheim right now, the Angels are ripe for a sweeping. So go get that sweep and put the conversation to bed.
Yeah, let's see if that happens. All right, let's go to the Phillies and the Yankees, the two runaway teams in baseball right now. I mean, the Yankees, my goodness, they just basically pillaged San Francisco this weekend. I mean, with Judge on Friday night and Soto yesterday and the slugging that they did. The Phillies have been running away all year. The Braves have Acuna out. Doesn't look like they'll be able to keep pace. I mean, right now, these two teams are far and above, it seems like, Matt. I mean, the Dodgers are not quite, hit their stride yet. Who do you like better here, or is it unfair to choose between the two?
It is tough, isn't it? maybe the Yankees. Gosh, the Phillies' rotation is so good, though. And the way that they've worked out their bullpen, and that Trey Turner's been hurt for a little bit. You have to give a lot of – they're both so, so good right now. And the Phillies have been late finishers, right? Like, slow starters each of these last 2 years, and then they made deep runs in the playoffs. So kind of scary to think about if you're in the Braves seat right now, especially when they have Strider and Acuna down for the rest of the year. Isn't it fun when baseball's unpredictable? Heading into the year, the Braves and the Dodgers were the two teams with the most negative side odds to win their division, because it was so, everybody was so sure that they were definitely going to win their division, and now the Braves are.
Yeah.
And the Yankees traded all their starting pitching depth for Juan Soto, and then Garrett Cole got hurt in spring training. And I might have even said on this show, I know I said it multiple places, where I said he might be the most valuable player in baseball to his team, because they cannot afford to lose an innings-eating ace like Garrett Cole. Well, I look like an idiot now, because they've gotten Luis Gil has been unbelievable. Marcus Stroman's been really good. Clark Schmidt has been great. Now he's hurt, but with Cole starting his rehab assignment tomorrow, they're only going to have to do a patchwork rotation in that spot for a couple weeks, and then they're going to get Cole back. They have the best record in baseball, and they've done it without their Cy Young winner. It's been an unbelievable start, and Aaron Judge was awful for the first 3 weeks of the season, but now with Judge and Soto firing in all cylinders, that's an absolutely scary lineup, especially with Volpe having a breakout season in front of them. So you have Volpe getting on base a ton, then you have Soto and Judge. Man, that is just a scary lineup to have to face from the top.
That is 100%. We just saw it in San Diego 2 weekends ago, and they were just mashing home runs on that Friday night against Yu Darvish. We're talking to Matt Snyder, CBSSports.com here on 97.3 The Fan. I want to ask you about Blake Snell. He's going on the IL for the second time, and I saw kind of an interesting debate amongst fans on X about this, whether or not it's Scott Boras' fault or if it's Blake Snell's fault for waiting so much time to sign and not having a spring training.
Yeah.
Now, Blake Snell is, he's barely even pitched this year. He's getting paid a lot of money to do that. Where do you kind of fall on that whole argument?
Boras has a hand in this. He does. Look, at the end of the day, the agent works for the players. And if someone like Blake Snell or Jordan Montgomery goes to Boras and says, you absolutely have to have me a deal before spring training, then he needs to get that done. Obviously, they were involved in the process and weren't pushing for it from that perspective. So you have to say the player has to shoulder some of the blame too. Then again, Boras is also advising them. And if they say, I want to sign by spring training, he can push back and say, I can get you a lot more if we just wait. There's going to be injuries in spring training. Let's sit this out. Then maybe they listen to him. I thought that I have long actually defended Boras. I have been a defender of his, not necessarily the manner in which he goes about it, but he usually wins. This offseason, he lost in a big way. It's not just Snell. It was Jordan Montgomery. It was Cody Bellinger. It was probably Matt Chapman. It just didn't work, and he took them all the way deep into spring training. They all started slow. Montgomery and Snell have both been hurt. Any pitchers, you got to get them into spring training. Maybe he'll learn from it, but, you know, guys with huge egos don't always learn from their mistakes. So I want to hold my breath on that.
Matt Snyder of CBS Sports. Love talking baseball with him. Matt, just flipping around to the other side. We're starting to get, you know, into June now, so I start wondering about our managers out there. Is anybody in any difficulty around baseball? I think about my old friend Bud Black and wonder if it wouldn't be the worst thing ever. Although, you know, they actually had a winning month last month. They should double his salary for that. But is there anybody in difficulty? I mean, Ron Washington is new, but, I mean, it hasn't gone his way. Is there anybody in trouble?
I thought Skip Schumaker might have been at the start of the year because not only do the Marlins have a completely different front office than the one that hired him, but there was some controversy with his option for next season. Like, a lot of people thought the option got picked up, and then reports came out like, no, they did not pick up the option. They definitely did not pick up the option. Like, the front office was floating just to make sure everybody knew, no, he's a lame duck manager right now. And they got off to such a terrible start. I thought, you know, it's a new front office. This is not their manager. Surely they're going to fire him. It seems like he weathered the storm. Mets, that's a first year. Blue Jays just came out and said he's safe. White Sox, I don't think they would do Grifol. It's not really his fault. David Bell with the Reds had such a disappointing start, but they're starting to play good baseball. I don't know. I mean, we might make it. It doesn't really look like anybody.
Please, Matt, we got to find somebody to fire.
Yeah, I mean, because like Astros is a terrible start, but it's his first year replacing a legend in Dusty. So Diamondbacks is disappointing, but Torrey Lovello just went to the World Series, and they kept him through a rebuild.
Right.
So he's there for the haul. So yeah, I'm not really seeing anything jump out at all now that Schumaker kind of weathered the storm.
I think you're right. All right. Well, we'll be happy for everybody out there. We're happy to have you on. Thanks for talking to us, as always. And look forward to getting Tony back hooked up for the next visit. And we look forward to that next visit. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Matt Snyder from CBS Sports right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight.
Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.